Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If you're thinking that the radio's full of dreck, then it's time to listen to Soundcheck.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Got a great email this morning from Ozzy, a 76-year-old resident of a tiny hamlet in rural Pennsylvania. He wrote, "Thank you for the different kinds of music you've brought to people over the years. I love that people like Ozzy can come here or go to lots of other places to discover new music, because that feeling of discovery, well, it's just one of the best things about listening to music. Now, you can get that from a taste-making radio station like KCRW in Los Angeles, where our Soundcheck contributor Ann Litt works.
Daphne is the side project of Dan Snaith from Caribou. It's his sort of electronic project. And this song, when I heard the album just last week, really caught my ear.
Or you can get that thrill of discovery from a suburban mom in the Midwest writing a blog out of her home.
My 20-year-old, who are juniors in college, you know, dance music, the EDM bug has bitten them. That's what the kids like nowadays.
And our first guest, a famous musician in Europe, made his musical discoveries watching old movies on TV.
Hai visto che piove, senti come viene giù. Tu che dicevi che non pioveva più, che ormai non ti saresti mai più innamorata. E adesso guardati, sei tutta bagnata e piove, madonna come piove.
The name Jovanotti might not mean much to you, but for Italians and lots of other people around the globe, it's a name that likely brings up a slew of memories and lyrics. The Tuscan artist Jovanotti, otherwise known as Lorenzo Cherubini, has been putting out his unique blend of rap, pop, and world music since the late 80s. But that doesn't mean he's a relic of another age. He's still making albums, and his latest, which came out last year, premiered at the top of the Italian charts. Now he's released his first ever record here in the States, a career-spanning album called Italia, 1988 to 2012. Jovanotti and his band are here with me in the studio today and starting us off with a song called Penelope.
Oh yeah, I'm very happy to be here. So Saturnino, my bass player, gonna start with a bass line. Let's do it, my man. Yeah. Nice to be in WNYC Radio. We're proud to be here. I'm very happy. We came from Italy to New York City, to the United States, to take you our Italian traditional funky. Woo! Yeah! And I like it. Yeah! Alright. New York City, the place to be. I come from Italy. My name is Jovanotti, Lorenzo Cherubini. Yeah! You can make it funky. Alright. Yeah! Woo! Le navi partono per Marte, ma il cuore resta qua. Gli dei ci truccano le carte per confondere la verità. C'è scritto nella Bibbia che il Signore si servì di una puttana per entrare a Gerico. E Venere era strabica, Beethoven era sordo ed era bassa e mora Marilyn Monroe. E Superman si veste in giacca e cravatta per nascondere ai terrestri la sua vera identità. Il diavolo ha una fabbrica di pentole, ma per quanto possa insistere i coperchi non li fa. Colombo navigò fino ai Caraibi, ma poi non ballò la salsa con la gente che incontrò. Mosè guidò il suo popolo alle porte di Israele, ma morì lì sulla soglia e non entrò. E tutti quanti ballano sul ritmo giusto, e tutti quanti ballano sul ritmo giusto, e tutti quanti ballano sul ritmo giusto, and everybody dance to the beat, e tanto Penelope tesse la sua tela. Nell'ora di punta, intanto Penelope tesse la sua tela. Nell'ora di punta, intanto Penelope tesse la sua tela. Nell'ora di punta, intanto Penelope tesse la sua tela, tesse la sua tela. Cenerentola si è preso una sbandata, però sa che a mezzanotte tutto quanto finirà. E allora si organizza perché dopo mezzanotte qualche cosa resti mentre tutto scorre e se ne va. E Giuda non si è mai capito bene se quel bacio fu un tradimento o la più grande fedeltà. E Chiara era una ricca signorina che divenne ancora più ricca quando amò la povertà. Le navi partono per mare, ma il cuore resta qua. Gli dei ci truccano le carte per confondere la verità. Intanto Penelope tesse la sua tela, intanto Penelope tesse la sua tela, intanto Penelope tesse la sua tela. go. Yeah, damn. Whoa. Yeah. All right.
Se io mangio due polle tu nessuno statisticamente non ne abbia mangiato.
Uno per uno.
Se io mangio due polle tu nessuno statisticamente non ne abbia mangiato.
Uno per uno.
Se io mangio due polle tu nessuno statisticamente non ne abbia mangiato.
Uno per uno.
Se io mangio due polle tu nessuno statisticamente non ne abbia mangiato. Uno per uno. E tutti quanti ballano sul ritmo giusto. And everybody dance to the beat, to the beat. And everybody dance to the beat. Everybody dance to the beat, to the beat, to the beat. Penelope. You know who's Penelope? Penelope is the wife of Ulysses. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. People searching for his house. Going and coming, coming and going. Going and coming, coming and going. Yeah, everybody got a Penelope waiting for him. Somewhere in the world. Intanto Penelope tesse la sua tela. Intanto Penelope tesse la sua tela. Intanto Penelope tesse la sua tela. Nell'ora di punta, in the rush hour. Oh, yeah.
That is Jovanotti and his band live on Soundcheck with a song that I'm going to call Penelope, although I guess...
Penelope, yeah.
Yeah, you were saying Penelope at some
what's
point.
What's the translation in English of Penelope?
There's it's no,
Penelope. It's the same.
It's Penelope. The same
name. Okay. It's the wife. She's the wife
of Ulysses.
Ulysses, yeah.
Right, in Homer's Odyssey.
Yeah.
And Jovanotti, the stage name of Lorenzo Cherubini, the singer and songwriter with us. So... the name Jovanotti for almost a quarter century has been a big name in Italian music. You're almost starting over here in the States from...
Yeah, but we're always starting over every day, you know, not just in the States. We're always starting over because our job is not something, you know, guaranteed by anybody, you know.
But is that, I mean, it sounds like it could be a very... distressing thing to have to start over and tell people who I am and what my music is like, or it could be a very liberating thing.
Yeah, it's both. It's actually both. But depend on the days. When there is it's cloudy, it's bad. It's like that. When it's cloudy and humid, I say, oh yeah, I'm going to explain to somebody, you know, who I am and where I come from and all that usual stuff I've been saying for several years. When the sun is shining, there's the northern wind in New York, I feel so charged that I can go anywhere and talk about myself like for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're living here in New York for a little while now.
I'm going to live here for this winter time. Mm-hmm. I've just arrived a couple of weeks ago. I will stay until next springtime.
Okay.
Because I have this deal with the ATO Records. That is...
That's Dave Matthews.
He's believing
label,
in me. Yeah, ATO, it's an incredible label, you know.
Yeah.
They're very good.
So, autumn in New York is such a beautiful time. There's even a famous song about autumn in New York.
Yeah, I love
winter
it.
In New York.
Yeah, but it's good. You
okay.
Know, we are in the technology era, so we got the coolers and the warmers and all this stuff.
Well, now, living in New York, New York is the birthplace of rap.
Yeah.
And as a teenager growing up in Italy, the first time you heard rap, was it like the classic early New Yorkers?
Yeah, it was very early. It was the late 70s. I'm talking about Rapper's Delight. And then from then I moved to all the old school, Afrika Bambaataa, Kool Herc,
Run-DMC.
You know, Run-DMC, The Treacherous Three, Beat Street, the Grandmaster Flash, and the Furious Five, Melly Mel, all these people that for me were my real heroes. This music changed my life. You know, I was just a listener of music, a kid listening to music. This music made me think about the idea of doing music, not just listening to music.
Well, now you do music differently from all of the people you just mentioned, because, you know, here in the States we think of hip-hop as sort of lyrics and sound design, lots of sampling and production stuff.
Yeah, but I use also, I use sampling in the albums as well. But, you know, I was, being an Italian, I felt more free of being comfortable in music without knowing actually what was in the back of, in the background of hip-hop. And so I felt like playing with music in a very innocent way. But I had not the feeling of the cultural meaning of hip-hop.
Right.
I just got the sound. It was like, sometimes I think myself like when the Italians in the 60s and the 70s, they start making Western movies.
Like Sergio Leone.
Yeah, or, you know, Sergio Corbucci, these Italian directors, they were fascinated by the mythology of the West, but they didn't know anything about the history of this thing. For me, hip-hop was something similar. I was fascinated by the sound.
That's a really interesting analogy because, of course, here in the States, we saw those spaghetti Westerns, they're known.
Yeah.
And they were like, wow, what is this? It's like some weird psychedelic version of the West that we know.
Yeah, but it's the same thing when I see Italy represented in American movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they always look at us like we are always having parties on the streets, you know, or eating food.
Oh, please tell me that's true.
No, it's partly true, but okay, sometimes we also do other things. Sometimes we do it, yeah.
So you're touring around with a band, and let me introduce the rest of the members of the band,
yeah,
and then you can all laugh at me as I try and pronounce all of the names correctly. We've already met Saturnino Celani, who plays the bass. Leo D'Angela, playing percussion. Franco Santarnecchi is...
Santarnecchi, yeah. From Florence. He's from Florence.
Okay. He's at our piano. And Riccardo Onori playing the guitar.
Your pronunciation is perfect.
And Giovanotti is the singer. His real name, Lorenzo Cherubini. So people still call you Lorenzo. They don't call you...
Yeah, they call me Lorenzo. You know,
Giovanotti
the old people.
Means something, right?
Giovanotti, the pronounce means young people.
Right.
Young people. When you say kids, you say Giovanotti. Just a little older than kids.
Right.
That age between, let's say, 15 and 25.
Okay. So
you are a giovanotto. Yeah, young man.
Young man.
But it's written in a different way.
Right.
Yeah.
You use the letter J, which I,
yeah,
which
I think
you
the
never
J,
see in
because
Italian.
The J was, American, you know? Got this American feeling.
Right.
The
All
J,
right.
Yeah.
Let's. You want to do Mezzogiorno next?
Yeah, we're going to do like a slow song now that is in this album of ATO that is released in America, and it's called Italia. That's I didn't choose the title because I would never entitle an album Italia.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
it's very
it's somewhat presumptuous.
Yeah,
isn't it?
A little bit. But they called it. Yeah.
I am Italia.
Yeah.
Sono Italia.
You know, when they told me it's going to be called Italia, I said, "Are you sure about that?"
it's actually Italia 1988 to 2012, a compilation of some of Giovanotti's work. To introduce him to American audiences, he's with us on Soundcheck. Let's hear another live performance.
Okay, this is going to be Mezzogiorno. Caselli d'autostrada, tutto il tempo si consuma, ma Venere riappare sempre fresca dalla schiuma. La foto della scuola non mi assomiglia più, ma i miei difetti sono tutti intatti. E ogni cicatrice è un autografo di Dio. Nessuno potrà vivere la mia vita al posto mio. Per quanto mi identifichi nel battito di un altro, sarò sempre attraverso questo cuore. E giorno dopo giorno passeranno le stagioni, ma resterà qualcosa in questa strada. Non mi è concesso più di delegarti i miei casini. Mi butto dentro, vada come vada. Sono come il sole a mezzogiorno, baby. Senza più nessuna ombra intorno, baby. Siamo come il sole a mezzogiorno, baby. Senza più nessuna ombra, più nessuna ombra intorno, baby. Un bacio e poi un bacio e poi un bacio e poi altri cento. Teoricamente il mondo è più leggero di una piuma. Nessun filo spinato potrà rallentare il vento. Non tutto quel che brucia si consuma. E sogno dopo sogno sono sveglio finalmente per fare i conti con le tue promesse. Un giorno passa in fretta e non c'è tempo di pensare. Muoviamoci che poi diventa sera.
siamo come il sole a mezzogiorno, baby. Senza più nessuna ombra intorno, baby. Siamo come il sole a mezzogiorno, baby, baby. Senza più nessuna ombra, più nessuna ombra intorno, baby. Gente che viene, gente che va, gente che torna, gente che sta. Il sole se la ride in mezzo al cielo, a guardare noi che ci facciamo il culo. È un gioco, mezzogiorno di fuoco e un lampo sulle armature. In guardia, niente da capire, mi specchio in una goccia di sudore. Siamo come il sole a mezzogiorno, baby. Senza più nessuna ombra intorno, baby. Siamo come il sole a mezzogiorno, baby. Senza più nessuna ombra, più nessuna ombra intorno, baby, baby.
Once again, Jovanotti, the Italian singer, rapper, songwriter with us, and his band with us as well on Soundcheck with a song called Mezzogiorno. Does that mean midday?
Midday, yeah. Midday. There's a very popular Italian Western movie called Mezzogiorno di Fuoco, Midday of Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything is related to a duel between the bad and the good. It's an amazing movie, actually. It's an amazing movie.
So that's the inspiration for the song.
Yeah. You know, when I'm talking about with you about it, I got the suspect that maybe it's not an Italian movie, but maybe it's an American one, but just looking like an Italian one.
Mm-hmm.
Because at a certain point, what you did, you start inspirating from the Italian way of looking at the West to do the American movies. It's amazing.
That's right. I mean, we were talking before about Sergio Leone and some of those other spaghetti Western filmmakers and how they would give us this kind of weird... weirdly reflected view of our West, and then we had filmmakers watching that.
A couple of Sundays ago, I read a very beautiful article in the New York Times magazine of Tarantino, of Quentin Tarantino, celebrating the art of Sergio Corbucci, who was an important director of Western movies. Yeah.
Right.
And I grew up with those movies.
So then you must also have grown up with the soundtracks of those movies.
Yeah.
Ennio Morricone.
Ennio Morricone. Not just Ennio Morricone, also Mika Lizzi was another musician. Also, what's the name of the guy who made the Reverberi, yeah, Giampiero Reverberi, amazing people.
Isn't Reverberi the one whose a little bit of his music was taken and used for Crazy, the Gnarls Barkley song?
Yes, you know, I met Reverberi, I had a lunch with him last year, and he told me, you know, man, I got a lot of publishing money. You know, I didn't know anything. He told me I didn't know anything. I just got the publishing money and I said, oh, yeah, it's a big amount.
Yeah.
Why? Because... then he discovered that the most played song of the 6 months in radio stations all over the world had his own sample.
Right, it was a sample of some of Reverberi's music that forms the basis for the hit single.
So feel free to use all my sample. Okay, in American market.
Yeah. So there's been a surprising amount of you know, crossing cultures between Italy and America.
We are fascinated by it. The American culture, we always mean.
Well, you also seem to be fascinated by other cultures. I mean, there are some songs on the new record that have the didgeridoo, the Australian didgeridoo, African kora. There's something that sounds like a Brazilian berimbau.
Yeah, I like Brazilian music. I'm crazy for Brazilian music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my generation, I would say, is a generation that really don't have strong roots. So we pickle things.
Right.
From all other cultures, and we make our own menu of our musical life.
Right, so a little ragu.
It's true. And I started, my job was, my first job, professional job, was as a DJ in radio stations in Italy and clubs. So my attitude is still that, of stealing things and cooking, you know, and doing. I feel more like a cook than a musician sometimes.
There's a track on the new record that I'm really glad you're going to play for us next, Sulla Frontera.
Yeah.
Might be my favorite off of the disc.
Fantastic.
How old a song is this?
No, it's not old. It's from the last album.
Uh-huh.
But in the last album, this song is in two versions. There is a more house music version that I use in the A album, and then I've done a B album with other versions, more extravaganzas, and I use this version that is in the album, American.
So
album.
Are we getting the A version or the B?
You have in the C version. Okay,
it's kind of a rocking song.
Yeah. It's like, but we're gonna play in this very. We're improvising today. Yeah, we didn't make any kind of we made a sound check. We're making a
sound check.
Actually. So we
in more ways than one. Yes.
Yeah.
Giovanotti is with us with his band in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear a live performance of Sulla Frontiera.
Yeah. Go.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Ci ascoltano al telefono, ci guardano i satelliti. Ci seguono nel traffico, controllano gli acquisti. Ci rubano le password. Ci frugano nel bancomat. Ci radiano, ci scannerizzano, ci perquisiscono. Eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero. Eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero. Perché io danzo, perché io danzo sulla frontiera. Perché io danzo sulla frontiera. Suonano le cellule, controllano i rifiuti. Ci spiano telecamere piazzate sui semafori. Ci seguono con radar. Ci usano per i calcoli. Controllano le cose che guardiamo alla parabola. Controllano le cose che si fanno la domenica. Ci fanno propaganda elettorale nella predica. Ci impongono censure sulle cose da sapere. Ci danno indicazioni sulle fonti di piacere. Eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero. Libero. Eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero. Perché io danzo. Perché io danzo sulla frontiera. Perché io danzo. Perché io danzo sulla frontiera. On the frontier. And I dance. On the frontier, I dance. On the frontier, tra il mediocristan e l'estremistan, tra il privatistan e il masmedistan, tra il passatistan e il futuristan, tra il giornalistan e il realistan, tra il doloristan e il piaceristan, tra il localistan e il globalistan, tra il tenebristan e il solaristan, al centro dell'umanistan. Io danzo, 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 yeah, danzo, danzo. Noi siamo delle lucciole che stanno nelle tenebre. Noi siamo delle lucciole che stanno nelle tenebre. Eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero. 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 Libero, 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 libero. Eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero. Libero, 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 libero. Ci seminano il sangue, ci prendono le impronte, ci scattano una foto quando attraversiamo il ponte. Controllano le cose che si fanno la domenica. Ci fanno propaganda elettorale nella predica. Ci impongono le cose sulle cose da sapere, ci danno indicazioni sulle fonti di piacere, ci dicono cosa bere, ci copiano lo stile, ci giudicano in base a quale zona uno vive, restiamo in fila ore per passare la dogana, ci timbrano la mano per uscire dal locale, ci istigano ad essere nemici di qualcuno, ci insinuano sospetti sugli affari del vicino, eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero, 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 eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero, eppure non mi sono mai sentito così libero, 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 libero. Libero, libero, perché io danzo, oh, perché io danzo sulla frontiera. Perché io danzo sulla frontiera. Yeah. All right.
Sulla Frontiera, On the Frontier, from Giovanotti. You'll find a version of that on his debut American album, Italia, 1988 to 2012, a compilation of some of Giovanotti's songs. Sulla Frontiera, so the whole line is about dancing on the border, right?
On the
frontier.
Border, yeah, on the border. The lyrics talks about, they say, I do a short translation, like they listen to us when we phone call, they spy us from the satellite, they follow us in the traffic with the cameras, they control what we buy, they control everything, they steal us our passwords, they know how many we got, the money we lose. But anyway, I never felt so free.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I dance on the frontier.
There's also a verse where all the names end in Stan.
Yeah,
it's not like Pakistan, Uzbekistan.
No,
they're like made-up Stans.
It's other Stans, because Stan, this it means country, actually.
Yeah.
You know? So Pakistan is the country of the Pakis.
Right.
Afghanistan is the country of the Afghans. So I read this book by an American professor of a university where he was talking about this thing of the, and so I stole this idea, and I made from the mediocristan to the extremistan, from the privatistan to the mass midistan.
Mm-hmm.
and it's a joke, you know, it's a joke. The idea is to feel free inside music and to keep that freedom that you feel inside music, to keep that in everyday life.
Well, we've been speaking with and listening to Jovanotti, who's finally being introduced to American audiences through this new record called Italia, 1988 to 2012. And Lorenzo, thank you so much for coming
you,
in and bringing the band. It's really been a lot of fun. And welcome
thank
to
you,
New York.
And thank you, and thank you so to WNYC.
Jovanotti, my guest on Soundcheck.
In New York, I found Rome, I found Milan, I found Paris. New York is made of Buenos Aires, Istanbul, Venice. Grandmaster Flash, Lou Reed, Keith Haring, Beastie Boys. I wanna wake up in the city with Frankie and his voice.
Up next, the suburban mom behind a taste-making music website that's exposing baby boomers to some of today's cutting-edge bands. And later, our contributor Ann Litt from KCRW compiles a playlist for Halloween. The Monster Mash did not make the cut, technically. This is Soundcheck.
I don't know what I've been told.
I don't know what I've been told.
My music's getting mighty old.
My music's getting mighty old.
Soundcheck.
Trying to cause a big sensation.
Just
talking about my generation.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 5 years ago, Val Haller, a suburban mom living outside Chicago, started a music website called Val's List. The site is set up to help listeners of a certain age navigate today's sprawling musical landscape and maybe give those old Paul Simon CDs a rest. Val, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So, explain what Val's List is and why you started it.
Val's List is a boutique music website, and I launched this site 5 years ago with one specific goal in mind, and that is to help busy adults keep up with new music. So usually when you put adults and music in the same sentence, you think of oldies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is different. I'm trying to help busy adults keep up with the newest music, but not necessarily your kids' music.
So when you say adults, I mean, 25-year-olds are adults. That's not.
That's a great question, actually. I actually really wanted to launch this as a boomer website. And my older kids, I have four boys, and they range from 20 to 27. The older ones really cautioned me against calling it a boomer site because they said our age group likes the music that you're putting on your site too.
Right.
And if you call it boomer, you might lose us. So I've kept it more general, and I really think that this music appeals to anybody who's busy now, working or with family or, you know, the real world and doesn't have time to find new music anymore. So I would say 20-year-olds all the way up to 70-year-olds would probably like this music.
Okay, so you know how on a lot of music websites, if you're listening to something, there will be an RIYL column, you know, recommended if you like.
And exactly.
So is that kind of what you're getting at here?
Well, I actually do two things. The main answer to that is That's probably a little bit more like the Pandora model, mm-hmm. where they ask you, what do you like, or name a song or a band that you like, and they will use a computer algorithm to find maybe a dozen more songs that sound like that. And I love Pandora. I use it a lot, and I recommend it all the time to people. Val's List is a little bit different because we're not a computer algorithm. I'm a human being, so I handpick every track. So mm-hmm. I'm a little bit more like the old DJ. I'm more of a music concierge or a music filter. And I don't claim to have everything or know everything. I think you can't possibly know that today with the huge volume of music out there. But what I try to do is handpick new sounds that sound like our old sounds. And because I'm a boomer and I love new music, I straddle both worlds.
Okay, so if I say to you, Val, I'm a big fan of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, what's out there today that might, you know, kind of put me in mind of that sort of, you know, style of harmony singing?
The two bands come to mind right away. One is Fleet Foxes. Mm-hmm. They've got the three-part harmonies. They've got the vibe, that dreamy, draw you in, poignant lyrics. Definitely Fleet Foxes. And another is Local Natives. It's about a two-year-old band. I saw them at Lollapalooza Chicago 2 years ago. And truly, if you close your eyes at their stage, you might think you're hearing Crosby, Stills, Nash.
Let's try it. First, Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Helplessly Hoping, and then Local Natives with a song called Cards and Quarters.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word, gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit. He runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Cards and quarters means to
separated by over 30 years, but tied together by their harmonies, we heard Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Helplessly Hoping, and then the band Local Natives with Cards and Quarters. And we're speaking with Val Haller, who started the music website Val's List, to do exactly this, these sort of music matches. In fact, Val, you're now doing this on a weekly basis at the New York Times, right?
Yes, I am. A few weeks ago, the New York Times called me and informed me that they were launching a brand new boomer blog called Booming, and I sort of fell off my chair when I heard that. So we're really excited about this.
Now, this sort of thing can go two ways, right? It's not just for boomers to find out what's out there now that they might like, but also for some of the listeners who are your son's ages.
That's absolutely right. In fact, it's sort of an accidental reverse situation as well, because here we're targeting adults to find a new band, but what's happening is the younger kids are writing to me and saying, I'm discovering an old band the other way. So it's like a backwards music discovery. So that truly bridges the gap and, you know, get old and new, discovering new music.
Now, and there's just so much music out there now that it can be sort of overwhelming to sort of wade into the contemporary music landscape if you've been out of it, you know, just listening to your own record collection for 10 or 20 years or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And if even if you have the time, where do you start? If you start with Top 40 radio, you might not quite get to where you would like to be.
Yeah.
So we're trying to just sort of give you a starter list and say, start here. And if you like what you hear, every week we're going to give you more that sounds like that.
So how do you keep up with all of this?
Well, first of all, I'm sort of a really big music nerd. It's all I do all day is sit at my computer and listen to music. And I've always been like this ever since I was a little girl. But
Well, now, you raised four boys, Val. I'm sure there were times where you didn't spend whole days in front of the computer listening to music.
Okay, you got me. No, and my boys are so funny because they're all grown up now, and they often say it's really awkward when your mom knows a band before you do. I've always been a music person, so even when I was busy raising them, music was my hobby. But I launched this business when I was 50, so my youngest kids were sophomores in high school. And it is what I do, and I have many, many sources for finding new music. You know, when I drive in my car, I'm listening to a million satellite stations. And then now I actually have a lot of people writing to me. The emerging artists want their songs on my playlist because it's a short list. So it separates them from the 15 million songs on iTunes.
Right. We're speaking with Val Haller, who runs Val's List and does the Music Match now weekly for the New York Times. Now, Val, you mentioned before when we heard local natives that I think you said you had seen them at Lollapalooza. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you do go to a lot of these shows.
I do go to a lot of these shows. So when I go to a music fest, I'm out in the fields with the kids in the rain. I am not in the VIP tent. And so I get made fun of with that, too. But it's really fun, and it's a better way for me to hear the artists.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to these fests, it's a really big working weekend for me. I do all of my research, and I have lists, and, you know, I sort of have my own set list of what stages I want to get to in a day's work, and I might listen to 25 bands in a day. But what I want is to pull a few favorites from there and go shout about them to, you know, this adult audience who I think would like them.
And do you see other, I'll use your euphemism, do you see other adults at these
places? Question. Well, first of all, many of them, of course, are funneling into the air-conditioned VIP tent.
Uh-huh.
So we sort of make fun a little. And most of them are my friends, so shame on me. But it is the most poignant thing in the world to look around you and see other boomers there. Some are with their teen kids. Some are just on their own. Like, you'll see an older couple and you think, wow, I would love to interview them. You know, because it's sort of a risk to go to these fests. You don't know how comfortable you're going to be. But I guess when the music, you know, sort of hits you, you do get into your comfort zone.
Well, and that is part of the point of Val's List, is that if you were comfortable with music back in the day, you may find things, surprisingly enough, that will put you in that zone again today. Let's do another music match, Val.
Sure.
Dave Mason. Only You and I Know.
One of my favorites.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He was big seller back in, I guess, the mid to late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for the unrepentant Dave Mason fan?
This one I can't wait to talk about. This is a brand new favorite band of mine called the Sheepdogs, and I found them at Lala this year.
Lala. So you and Lollapalooza on a nickname basis now, huh?
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm a Chicago girl, so we call it Lala here, but it's Lollapalooza. It's our three-day music fest every August in Chicago. This band, the Sheepdogs, absolutely not only sounds like Dave Mason or the Allman Brothers or, you know, a 70s band, they look like it too. So as I was approaching their stage, I kept saying, I feel like Dave Mason's on the stage. And when I got there, you know, they've got the long hair parted in the middle,
beards,
the vest, the whole look, the psychedelic rock look.
So it's Dave Mason, Only You and I Know, and then the Sheepdogs with I Don't Know. The Sheepdogs, I Don't Know, and before that, Dave Mason from the 70s with Only You and I Know, and another music match from Val Haller, the founder of the popular music website Val's List. Boy, that those Sheepdogs, they do have that kind of classic 70s.
Sounds like it could be track two on the same album, doesn't it? And, you know, one thing I wanted to say is this is supposed to be just a fun exercise, and maybe you'll remember that new band name when you're at the water cooler on Monday, and you can tell all your friends.
Or, again, in a bit of reverse engineering, maybe you've been touting all your friends on the Sheepdogs, and then you suddenly realize, hey, there was somebody named Dave Mason or Allman Brothers or Mountain doing this 30 years ago.
Exactly. I hope some of those 20-somethings catch on to Dave Mason, because he deserves it, too. And the industry, you know, the music industry and the artists, they want boomers at their shows. That's the other thing we're trying to promote is you're not too old. Come out so there are more of us in the crowds or at the small venue concerts, because the artists want the adults there, too. I mean, it's a lucrative audience who buys music and might buy a CD, mm-hmm. and they need that injection of, you know, interest in this flailing music business right now. So,
and as Jethro Tull famously sang, the singer Ian Anderson, you're never too old to rock and roll if you're too young to die.
Exactly. I love that one.
So, Val, what about your sons? What do they listen to?
Well, I've got my oldest son, who's 27, calls and says, oh, okay, I'm listening to Val's List now because I'm busy with work and he just started business school and he can't keep up anymore. My 20-year-olds, who are juniors in college, of course, they've got the electronic music, you know, dance music, the EDM bug has bitten them. Mm-hmm. That's what the kids like nowadays. But they also listen to a lot of this same stuff that I do. So that's one of my rules in the household is you've got to branch out and, you know, try a lot of different artists.
All right. Well, so they're the test cases for the early editions of Val's List, I guess.
They are. They're my guinea pigs, right.
Val, it's really been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Val Haller is the founder of the music website called Val's List. She does the music match as part of a weekly column at the New York Times. This is Soundcheck.
Clap your hands, snap your feet, go! Come on and dig that crazy beat. You're not too old to rock and roll. You're not too old to rock and roll. You're not too old to rock and roll, but that's so good for your soul.
In these final 2 weeks before the presidential election, Soundcheck wants you to help us elect a musician-in-chief, an artist who's so charismatic, so politically savvy that he, or she, deserves 4 years in the White House. Vote in our admittedly fictional primary election and choose from our nominees: Keith Richards, Dolly Parton, Jay-Z, Patti Smith, Sean Diddy Combs, and Amy Mann. Winners will advance to the semifinal next week. You can find the ballot for our musician-in-chief on our website, soundcheck.org. Up next, if you're tired of dusty Halloween novelty songs, our contributor Ann Litt of KCRW will present a playlist of spooky music that won't make you cringe, though it might give you the shivers. This is Soundcheck.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The leaves are turning, the temperature's dropping, the undead will soon be coming to your block. Halloween is around the corner, and when you think of Halloween songs, you probably think of songs like The Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett. But Ann Litt has something different in mind. The KCRW DJ and Soundcheck regular has brought us a playlist of surprising spooky songs. Ann, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me.
So, how did you go about picking these songs? What were you looking for on your Halloween playlist?
Well, as much as I love Bobby Boris Pickett, I was looking for the unexpected, the weirdly dark, and the new. So those were most of the requirements, although there are a few classics on here, too.
But you did want things that have a kind of spooky or creepy aspect to them.
Absolutely. And also things that, as you said, the leaves are turning that make me think of this time of year. A few things a little murderous, perhaps.
Nice. All right, let's hear a couple of quick hits from Anne's playlist. There is a Spotify playlist on our website at soundcheck.org. This band is called Beats Antique. That is Nick Cave with Red Right Hand. All three of those songs are on Anlet's Halloween playlist. Boy, they don't come much more spectral or haunted sounding than Nick Cave.
Well, that's where the murderous fits in,
yeah,
I think. You can't have a Halloween playlist without Nick Cave.
But explain to me the first two songs. I mean, we started with Beats Antique and then Daphne with a song that seemed to have kind of chanted vocals in it. What was going on there?
Well, Daphne is the side project of Dan Snaith from Caribou. It's his sort of electronic project. And this song, when I heard the album just last week, really caught my ear. And when I played it on the air at KCRW this past weekend, I had a guy call who was just freaking out. He said, "What was the song with the Ghanaian chants in it?" And I didn't realize that that's what those were. And we got to talking about it, and I said, "So what do they mean? What are they saying?" And he said, "Ha, ha, 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 you don't want to know."
Really? Okay.
And I was so intrigued by it. That's become my new Halloween classic right there.
All right. So Daphne with a song called Kospersam Ninoia. Beats Antique, some eerie, almost theremin-sounding vocals, reminiscent of like 50s B movies and stuff.
For sure. Classical meets world music gone dark. And I think that's a cinematic Halloween sound. Just those weird theremin-like vocals that almost sound like screams in the background. And I do believe when Beats Antique performs, there's also a big performance art aspect that's very dark that they do as well. And you can hear that throughout the whole record.
It seems that these are the types of songs, and that you wouldn't need to wait for Halloween to hear them. You could, you know, enjoy being sort of creeped out by these things all year round.
Absolutely. Halloween just gives me an excuse to put them all together in one playlist.
All right. Now, Graham Rabbit gives us a kind of particularly California take on Halloween, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's the perfect desert Halloween song. And I was thinking about it that before I moved to Southern California and got kind of immersed in the desert culture, I never thought about the trippy psychedelic side of the desert, and that's what Graham Rabbit does.
The song is called Dirty Horse.
Now the devil said, "Come on and walk with me. I'll show you some things that you may not ever see. It's time that I made myself real clear. And if things are cool, we'll stop off and grab a beer." Oh,
Wow. Graham Rabbit with Dirty Horse. That's on Ann Litt's Halloween playlist, a full Spotify playlist on our website, soundcheck.org. That is a very eerie little tune there from Graham Rabbit. Well done, Ann.
Thank you. It's all about getting lost in the desert and not being able to find your way out.
Yeah, and the devil being
and
there
the devil.
To maybe help you out or maybe not. Now, your playlist also includes a classic song by Bobby Vinton, Blue Velvet. I think I can guess the answer to this, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. What is Blue Velvet doing on a Halloween playlist?
Well, while it's not a scary song in and of itself, if you've seen the David Lynch film from 1986 called Blue Velvet, that song is forever enmeshed in my mind with that. And when I hear it now, it's so disturbing. It's the most disturbing song on this playlist, actually.
Well, if you're familiar with the David Lynch film, your skin may be crawling when you hear this little ditty from Bobby Vinton.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue. Warmer than May, her tender sigh.
Blue Velvet, Bobby Vinton. For anyone who's ever seen the movie Blue Velvet, it really changes the way you think about this song. Certainly for Ann Litt, it did. It appears on Ann's Halloween playlist. There are some, you know, fairly obvious choices. David Bowie's Scary Monsters, you know.
Sure.
You can just tell from the title that that's going to belong on a Halloween playlist. Jack White, there's the band M83, lots of others. Again, you can see Ann's full playlist and hear a Spotify playlist on the website, soundcheck.org. We're going to wrap up with Vince Guaraldi and the Great Pumpkin Waltz. What do you got to say about this?
You've got to have one stone-cold classic in the set, and this is it.
It certainly is. Ann, great to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Ann Litt is a DJ at KCRW in Los Angeles and a Soundcheck regular. This is Soundcheck. Tune in tomorrow for a conversation with Weird Al Yankovic. Best known for his parodies of songs by Michael Jackson and Nirvana, these days he's skewering contemporary artists like the rapper T.I., Lady Gaga, and Taylor Swift. Weird Al will join us to talk about how YouTube has changed his career and much more. Plus, the indie band Menomina performs in our studio. We just posted a video on our site from the Montreal band The Luyas performing this song, Traces, at our CMJ showcase last week. You can check out the video and stream performances by The Luyas and other bands that we followed during the CMJ week on our website at soundcheck.org.
Oh, have they tell you how?
That's the Luyas from their recent performance in our green space. Again, you can watch this and other videos of our CMJ coverage at soundcheck.org. That's going to do it for today's show. Our theme song is Eagle Rock by Marco Benevento. Thanks for listening. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck. Ooh.